Good afternoon, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Thomas Edison was a smart businessman. He invented lots of great things, but how he was smart about it, and particularly in phonograph records, was that he invented what's called a diamond disc, which was his 78. Actually, it was about an 83. It went faster than the 78. But it could only be played on his equipment. Sound familiar? Nevertheless. And they're wonderful records, and for some inexplicable reason, he was able to get wonderful fidelity, although this may not sound like it. You have to remember this was done in 1926. This is Red and Miff Stompers, recorded by Edison. Red is Red Nichols. Miff is Miff Mole, the trombone player. Red Nichols plays the cornet and leads the band. Jimmy Dorsey is here playing his clarinet. Stump Evans on alto saxophone. Arthur Shedd piano and Joe Tardo on bass. And Vic Burton, wonderful drummer. The composition is by Fletcher Henderson. It's called The Stampede. And what was fun for me is I have to get one of my machines that plays the Edison Diamond Disc and then put the microphones into a recorder and put the microphones all the way across the room, and this is what it sounds like.
Thank you.
Well, there you have the sound of an Edison diamond disc. Not bad, actually, when you consider 1926. Red and Miff's Stompers doing Fletcher Henderson's The Stampede. And now the Composer's Orchestra, same year, 1926, for Columbia, 78 records. The Stampede, arranged by his brilliant arranger, Don Redman. The soloists will be Rex Stewart cornet, Coleman Hawkins on tenor saxophone, Joe Smith on cornet, and Stewart again. Here's Fletcher Henderson, 1926, The Stampede. Fletcher Henderson, his composition called The Stampede and arranged by Don Redman. And Redman was really something when you consider that there were no models for him. I mean, he was just there, and the boundaries, more or less, were the time limitations of a 10-inch 78 record, about 3 minutes. But he was able to create that form, which influenced everything in the big band era. Fletcher Henderson, Don Redman, The Stampede. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and... I wanted to mention something about recording of Edison. I mentioned moving the microphones over in front of the machine, the Edison machine that I have that plays those records. One time years ago, I did exactly that for the program. And I was doing all the stuff at home, as I always do. And I disconnected the phone, you know, drew the shades, turned out the lights. Didn't want any interruptions. And right at a break in the music I was recording, my dog barked. Now, that's not the best of it. I decided to leave it in, right? And so I played it on the air. And I had a call from a very nice lady who said, how in the world were they able to train that dog to bark right then? And I said, I don't know. And that's where it is. Here's Seeger Ellis.
Wonderful phrase to hear those three little words. That's all I'd live for rest of my days. And what I feel in my heart, they tell sincerely. No other words can tell it half so clearly. Three little words, eight little letters, which simply means I love you.
Seeger Ellis singing Three Little Words, a big hit for Burt Calmer and Harry Ruby. That recording was made by Decca in Los Angeles, 1937. Ellis leading the band and doing the singing, and that beautiful clarinet work was by Irving Fazola. Someone to hear again and again. The quintet of the Hot Club of France in Paris, 1937, for Swing Records. We will hear Paramount Stomp and Swingin' with Django. Quintet of the Hot Club of France. That was actually an organization, a hot club. You became a member, and you got to go to various bars and concerts and wherever to hear the likes of that, plus visiting musicians. Oh, imagine that. The Quintet played for you, Paramount Stomp, and Swingin' with Django, meaning Django Reinhardt. Swing 78s with the great French 78 company. That was done in Paris, 1937. It was actually a sextet. They had a friend in to help out. Stephen Grappelli and Michel Warlop played the violins. Django Reinhardt, his brother Joseph, and Eugene Vies played guitars, and Louis Vola played string bass. Quintet of the Hot Club of France. Recommend it to anybody. James Moody now, followed by King Pleasure. The reason I put these back-to-back is simply because of what happened with the composition that James Moody played on his alto. He played Jim McHugh's I'm in the Mood for Love in 1949, and then King Pleasure, whose mother gave him the name Clarence Beeks, in 1952, for Prestige, recorded Moody's Mood for Love, based on the solo that James Moody did on his alto. So we'll hear these back-to-back. Moody, in Stockholm, 1949, I'm in the Mood for Love. King Pleasure, 1952, back home, doing Moody's Mood for Love.
Funny thing, but every time you're near me, I never can behave. You give me a smile and then I'm wrapped up in your magic. There's music all around me, crazy music, music that keeps calling me so very close to you. Charge me your slave. Come and do with me any little thing you want to. Anything, baby, just let me get next to you. Am I insane or do I really see heaven in your eyes? Bright as stars that shine up above you in the clear blue skies. How I worry about you, just can't live my life without you, baby. Come here and don't have no fear. Oh, is there wonder why I'm really feeling in the mood for love? So tell me why stop to think about this weather, my dear. This little dream might fade away. There I go talking out of my head again. Oh baby, won't you come and put our two hearts together? That would make me strong and brave. Oh, when we are one, I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid. Go on and let it rain. I'm sure our love together will endure a hurricane. Oh, my baby, won't you let me love you and give relief from this awful misery?
What is all this talk about loving me, my sweet? I am not afraid, not anymore, not like before. Don't you understand me now, baby, please? Together, do it soon. My soul's on fire. Come on and take me. I'll be what you make me, my darling, my dear.
Oh, baby, you make me feel so good. Let me take you by the hand. Come, let us visit our land in that new promised land. Maybe there we can find a good place for you, the loving state of mine. I'm so tired of being without and never knowing what love's about. James, well, you can come on in, man, and you can blow now if you want to. We're through.
Comparing James Moody and King Pleasure. James Moody in Stockholm, 1949, playing his alto saxophone. And his interpretation of I'm in the Mood for Love, a beautiful ballad by Jimmy McHugh. By the way, the piano on that was by Thorne Svanerud. It was recorded in Stockholm, Metronome first, and then issued in this country on Prestige Records. Then King Pleasure, whose real name is Clarence Beeks, 1952 for Prestige. And his creation of words based on the alto saxophone solo that Moody did. Quite interesting. There's some people that think that Eddie Jefferson had a hand in the wording of the alto saxophone solo. Maybe true. Blossom Deary was in there singing for you. And Tico Wilchair on piano, his band behind King Pleasure. James Moody, King Pleasure. The first records in this art were done by the original Dixieland Jazz Band, either late 1916, early 1917, somewhere in there. And they continued. They were very popular. And so much so that they brought this art form to the world. It was quite something to hear back then, because everything was arranged. Everything was written, mostly, for everybody. And there was very little room, I should say, for improvisation. But these guys got together and did it. St. Louis Blues by W.C. Handy, original Dixieland Jazz Band, 1921. Vocal by Al Bernard for Victor Records. Thank you. original Dixieland jazz band, the first creative ensemble in this art form to be recorded by Victor or anybody else for that matter in 1917. And there, 1921, St. Louis Blues, Al Bernard, guest vocalist, original Dixieland jazz band, right here on 88.5 KPLU. We're here with you 24 hours a day, and it's a pleasure for me to be with you on Sunday afternoons, 3 to 6. Not only did we bring this art form to the world, but early on, how did it happen? Well, after World War II, primarily, visiting artists went around the world because of Norman Granz. He had, in the late 40s, started the jazz at the Philharmonic and went to places like Tokyo early on after World War II, 53, 54. This recording done by him and his Norgran label in 1954. And the great Japanese pianist Toshiko Akiyoshi, who was probably listened to by some of the fellas who were over there with the jazz at the Philharmonic, namely Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown bass, and J.C. Hurd on drums, and they accompany her. Here's Toshiko Akiyoshi, Tokyo, 1954, and Toshiko's Blues.
hold you in my arms. Won't go, love, I know, love. Without you, night has lost its charms. When day is done, grass is wet with twilight's dew. My lonely heart is sinking with the sun. I miss your tender kiss the whole day through. I miss you most of all.
Couple of them for you there. A blues to start with, played by Toshiko Akiyoshi in Tokyo, 1954, recorded by Norman Granz on his Norgran label, and with her, Herb Ellis guitar, Ray Brown bass, and J.C. Hurd on the drums. Mildred Bailey and her swing band, 1935, recorded by Vocalion. When Day is Done. Gordon Griffin on trumpet. Chew Berry, tenor saxophone. Teddy Wilson, piano. Dick McDonough, playing the guitar. Artie Bernstein, bass. Eddie Doherty on the drums. And if you heard his xylophone, it was Mr. Mildred Bailey, Red Norvo. Mildred Bailey, When Day is Done. What I like about that recording, other than the fact that they're all wonderful, is that it's her band and her chorus, her last chorus, doesn't end it. She lets the band come back in, and it becomes even more exciting, I think. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. Fats Waller added so much to the happiness of so many people. Waller was born in Harlem in New York City, 1904, and died on a train outside Kansas City on his way going back east from California. Caught pneumonia, opened the window of his roomette, and of course, that wasn't the best thing to do in the middle of the winter, and died at age 39, but he did a great deal. He's one of those angels that show up. Wrote many wonderful compositions, played beautifully, wrote beautifully, made people happy, made them laugh at a time when they needed to. His recordings during the Depression, I'm sure, made people pat their foot and forget about the bills they had to pay and so on. In 1929, he had to get a band to the Victor Studios to record something. And Victor executives hired Eddie Condon to get him there. And Condon stayed with Waller for about a week, which means you can age about 30 years. Nevertheless, the morning of the time when they were supposed to be at the Victor Recording Studios, they woke up. Eddie Condon looked at the date. Oh, my goodness. He woke up Fats. We got to get down to Victor Recording Studio. Fats says, no problem. I got dressed. He says, give me some nickels. I'm going to make this phone work. So he called up Charlie Gaines to play the trumpet, Charlie Irvis to play the trombone, Arvil Harris to play the reed instruments, himself on piano. And he turned to Eddie and says, you're going to join us? He says, me? So Eddie Condon is here to play his banjo. And on the way down to the recording, they ask Fats, what are we going to play? And Fats says, oh, let's see, let's do this. And he hummed a few things. When they got there, this is what he had hummed. Fats Waller improvising and his friends for the Victor people, 1929. They call that the minor drag. There was some kind of mix-up on the labels. It should be called Harlem Fuss, but it came out minor drag, and we know it as such. Created in a cab going down to the Victor studios. Charlie Gaines trumpet, Charlie Irvis on trombone, Arvil Harris on saxophone, clarinet, Fats at the piano, and Eddie Condon on banjo. And when they were finished, the executive came over to Condon, thanked him for keeping track of Waller and getting him to the recording studio on time, and handed him his $50 and said, isn't it something to have such a well-rehearsed band? The most, I think, that Waller touched people with, if I may, was his rhythm, a sextet that he had from late 1934 until the time of his death in 1943, and they made dozens and dozens of 78 records. And they sold very well because, as I said, he made people happy. Here's one from 1936. Walter's on the piano and singing for you. Why do I lie to myself about you? That's Waller and his rhythm, 1936 for Victor Records, and Why Do I Lie to Myself About You? You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, and 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and here is Thelonious Monk.
but it fails, and that ain't good. My poor heart is sentimental, not made of wood. I got it bad, and that ain't good. But when the fish are jumping, and Friday rolls around, my man and me, we dim some and pray some and send some. He don't love bed, and that ain't good. The lonely weeping willow, lost in the wood. Lord, I got it bad, and that ain't good.
We started that set with Thelonious Monk, Blue Note 78, 1947, April in Paris, written by Vernon Duke. Monk at the piano, Gene Ramey bass, and Art Blakey playing the drums for you. Then Duke Ellington for Victor Records Hollywood, 1941. And his composition, I Got It Bad and That Ain't Good, lyric by Paul Webster. Ivy Anderson singing. Johnny Hodges and his beautiful alto saxophone. Thelonious Monk, followed by Duke Ellington. Here's Billie Holiday and her orchestra for Vocalion Records, 1938. The tenor saxophone is Leon Chu Berry. Pianist Claude Thornhill. The trumpet work is by Bertie Anderson. And it's a great one by Billie. Having myself a time.
Wanting what I have, doing what I like, and liking what I do, and I'm having myself a time. I never could save a dime, and so I
Billie Holiday and her orchestra. She did some recordings by her own band, with her own band. Most of the time she was with Teddy Wilson and his orchestra and had a chance to be by herself. So did Ella in the late 30s. That was Billie Holiday in 1938, Having Myself a Time. That gorgeous tenor sax solo was by Chu Berry. Right there. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and... Well, let's chase a composition by Jelly Roll Morton, which means different people performing it. In most cases, that's what I do. Jelly Roll Morton, it could be argued that he was the first great composer in this art form. And certainly he had many compositions that were something else. This one in particular, called The Pearls, I don't know what it has to do with. Of course, I conjured up all kinds of imaginative ideas. You know, a friend of his, wearing pearls and so on. But nevertheless, here's Jelly Roll Morton for Vocalion Records in Chicago, 1926, solo piano, and his composition, The Pearls. Jelly Roll Morton playing his composition, The Pearls, in Chicago, 1926, for Vocalion Records. In 1938, pianist Mary Lou Williams, with Booker Collins on bass and Ben Thig Ben on drums, did their version of The Pearls. Mary Lou Williams at the piano, her trio, Booker Collins bass, and Ben Thigpen on drums, 1938 for Decca, doing Jelly Roll Morton's composition, The Pearls. And now back to Morton. We heard him soloing in 1926, now his recording band, known as the Red Hot Peppers, in Chicago, 1927 for Victor, and their recording of The Pearls. George Mitchell is on trumpet, Johnny Dodds clarinet, Stump Evans alto. Really wonderful tuba work by Quinn Wilson. And Baby Dodds, Johnny's younger brother, playing the drums with Jelly Roll, of course, at the piano. And here is their version of The Pearls. Jelly Roll Morton's Red Hot Peppers in Chicago, 1927, recorded by Victor Records, and Morton's composition, The Pearls, one of his beauties. George Mitchell, Johnny Dodds, Stump Evans, Quinn Wilson, Baby Dodds, and I forgot, Gerald Reeves, playing fine trombone in there. Jelly Roll Morton. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU. We're here for you 24 hours a day, 360 days a year. Or is it 65? One of those. I lose track. These days, It's fun to lose track. Nevertheless, Joe Sullivan now, in Los Angeles, 1935. He'd been grooming himself for Bob Crosby's band and played some really wonderful piano in that band. He was also an accompanist for Bing Crosby. Sullivan came out of Chicago. I don't know if he was born there, but he was raised there. Joe Sullivan, solo piano for Decca. This is one he calls Just Strollin'. Solo piano by Joe Sullivan in Los Angeles, 1935, one he calls Just Strolling for Decca Records. 5 years later, 1940, Sullivan was in New York and had his own band playing at one of the cafe societies. There were two. Barney Josephson owned them. It was one uptown, excuse me, and one downtown. Nevertheless, excuse me again, Joe Sullivan and his Cafe Society Orchestra. I Can't Give You Anything But Love, written by Jimmy McHugh and lyric by Dorothy Fields.
I get. Oh, no thing you love to bid. Oh, gee, I'd love to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond ring, bracelet of new sell. You my baby. Until that lucky day, you know darn well I love you, baby, but I can't give you anything but
Joe Sullivan and his Cafe Society Orchestra, 1940. Vocalion recorded them. Joe Turner doing some singing for you. I Can't Give You Anything But Love and Low Down, Dirty Shame. The beautiful trumpet work was by Ed Anderson. Trombone work by Benny Morton. Ed Hall on clarinet. Danny Polo on saxophone. Freddie Green, guitar, Henry Turner, bass, and Johnny Wells on the drums. Joe Sullivan and his Cafe Society Orchestra. The California Ramblers was an artistic ensemble in this art form in the 20s. Made dozens and dozens and dozens of records. Here's one of them. 1926, recorded by Edison for his Edison Diamond Discs. It's an Irving Berlin, rare one, called How Many Times. California Ramblers, as recorded by Thomas Edison, 1926. How Many Times, written by Irving Berlin, and sung for you by Johnny Ryan. Nice trumpet work in there by Chelsea Queeley. Trombone work by Spiegel Wilcox, and superb drumming throughout by Stan King. Here's Pete Johnson. Thank you. Pete Johnson, recorded by Dan Quayle, whose solo art record company flourished for a little while in 1939. Quayle decided he wanted to record piano players. And he did. And he called his record company Solo Art. That's the Solo Art 78 from 1939. Pete Johnson, one of Kansas City's finest, doing his original composition, Buzz Robinson Blues. From Toledo, Ohio, Art Tatum now, 1940 in Los Angeles for Decca, solo piano, and Nick LaRocca's Tiger Rag. Tatum at the piano and Tiger Rag in Los Angeles, 1940. And you listen to that, you think about that kind of physicalness there. All the accuracy, harmonies, and creating as you're going along. And consider that's a guy with two hands, right? And also consider that Tatum was blind. And then it really becomes something. Although piano players tell me they don't look at the keyboard, but they can look at the keyboard if they want to. And Tatum didn't miss. I mean, he hit a low note and then a high note, and everything's, you know, worked out nicely. Isn't that something? Pete Johnson, 1939, playing Buzz Robinson Blues, and Art Tatum in Los Angeles, 1940, doing Tiger Rag. Let's go to Chicago, to the Birdhouse. Maybe some of you were in Chicago, know the Birdhouse. 1962, great jazz place. Bart Howard wrote this. It's called Fly Me to the Moon. Thank you. That's in Chicago at the Birdhouse, 1962. I have it on an Affinity long playing record. Fly Me to the Moon. Ira Sullivan leading that band, playing the flugelhorn. Nicky Hill, tenor saxophone. Jody Christian on piano. Don Garrett, string bass, and Darrell Anderson on drums. Especially beautiful rendition, I think. Fly Me to the Moon, written by Bart Howard. Howard wrote a few things, not played too much anymore. Here's one. Sung for You by Marion Bruce, 1958 for Riverside. Howard calls it Let Me Love You.
Let me love you. Let me say that I do. If you lend me your ear, I'll make it clear the way that I do. Let me whisper it. Let me sigh it. Let me sing it, my dear, or I will cry it. Let me love you. Let me show Let me do a million impossible things so you'll know that I do. I'll buy you the dawn if you let me love you today. And if that's not enough, I'll buy you the first of May. Let me love you. Let me say that I do. If you lend me your ear, I'll make it clear the way that I do. Let me whisper it. Let me Let me sing it, my dear, or I will cry. Let me love you. Let me show that I do. Let me do a million impossible things so you'll know. Let me love you today. And tomorrow I'll send you merrily on your
there, 1958 for Riverside Records, Let Me Love You, written by Bart Howard. With her, Joe Wilder playing the trumpet, Jimmy Jones on piano, Everett Barksdale, guitar, and Al Hall on the string bass. Marion Bruce. Here's Little Brother Montgomery.
Some say she moved round on Walnut. say she moved out on Vine. Some say she moved right on Wildwood. And some say she moved out on Vine. Now, wherever she wills, partner, she's resting on my mind.
Singing his composition Vicksburg Blues, 1960, for Prestige Long Playing Records. Little Brother Montgomery. Right there. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria. NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Drummer George Wetling now in his Windy City 7, 1958, for Stereocraft Records. Okay. Harry Von Tilser, Take Me Out to the Ball Game fame, wrote When My Baby Smiles at Me. And Abel Bear and Fred Friend wrote June Night. And so here is George Wetling and his Windy City 7. Drummer George Wetling and his Windy City 7, 1958 for Stereocraft Long Playing Records, When My Baby Smiles at Me, and June Night. Herman Autry on trumpet, Vic Dickinson trombone, Herb Hall on clarinet, Gene Schrader playing the piano, Leonard Gaskin on bass, and Wetling, of course, on the drums. Let's go to the Monterey Jazz Festival 1959. And I have this on a Hi-Fi Jazz LP. And here is Jimmy Witherspoon.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know this is not protocol and all this, but for the first time in her life, one of the greatest persons in my life is in here tonight to hear me sing. My mother, let's give her a big hand. Eva Witherspoon.
Ain't nobody good. Right there.
One day, we've got ham and bacon. Next day, ain't nothing shaking. Ain't nobody's business if I do. Give me and my baby fuss and fight, and the next minute we are right. Ain't nobody's business.
if we knew.
Fun. Jimmy Witherspoon at the Monterey Jazz Festival 1959. Ain't Nobody's Business If I Do, written by Porter Granger. And an all-star cast, Earl Hines at the piano, Vernon Alley bass, Mel Lewis, playing the drums. The tenor, beautiful tenor saxophone solo was by Ben Webster with some vocal encouragement from Coleman Hawkins, who's standing next to him. Roy Eldridge on the trumpet. If you heard a little bit of a clarinet in the back, it was Woody Herman. Jimmy Witherspoon, Monterey Jazz Festival, 1959, recorded by Hi-Fi Jazz LPs. Mm-hmm. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and...
Thank you.
Art Pepper on the alto saxophone for Contemporary Records in Los Angeles, 1957. Red Garland was on the piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To, written by Cole Porter. Let's go to Chicago now. 1982, Red Beans Records recorded this lady. At the age of 87, she's going to sing for you. She's something. That's Mama Yancey in Chicago, 1982, at the age of 87. And one she wrote called Maybe I'll Cry. And Very sensitive piano behind her by Irwin Helfer. Mama Yancey on Red Beans Long Playing Records, 1982. Here's Coleman Hawkins and his 52nd Street All-Stars, 1946, as recorded by RCA Victor. He calls it Spotlight, and it's based on Jesse Greer's Just You, Just Me. Hawkins and his tenor sax and his 52nd Street All-Stars. 52nd Street in New York was a big place for a couple of blocks. There were, I don't know, a dozen places. Must have been something in the late 30s there. That was called Spotlight, based on Just You, Just Me. That one. RCA Victor 78. Charlie Shavers on trumpet, Pete Brown alto, Coleman, of course, on his tenor saxophone, Alan Eager also on tenor saxophone, Jimmy Jones at the piano, and the wonderful guitar work of Mary Osborne, Al McKibben on bass, and Shelley Mann on the drums. 1947 now, also for RCA Victor, 78 records, Lucky Thompson, his band, and his gorgeous rendition of Sam Coslow's Just One More Chance. Thank you. Lucky Thompson, and I hope he was listening. He's in a nursing home in Seattle. And maybe they turned the radio on. One of those lucky things, maybe, for him. 1947, Lucky Thompson on his tenor saxophone and Just One More Chance. I rank that with the work of Coleman Hawkins on Body and Soul. Here's Alin Stewart, 1961 for Contemporary Records, with Teddy Edwards on tenor, Phineas Newborn Jr. piano, Leroy Vinegar bass, and Milt Turner on drums. And Alin is going to sing for you a composition by the great Ray Noble, I Hadn't Anyone Till You. Thank you.
never gave my love to you.
Stewart singing for you, I Hadn't Anyone Till You, 1961 for Contemporary Records, with Teddy Edwards tenor sax, Phineas Newborn Jr. on the piano, Leroy Vinegar bass, and Milt Turner on the drums. Let's go to 1976 now. Miles Davis, Columbia Record, the Water Babies record, and Wayne Shorter's Capricorn.
Thank you.
Miles Davis from the Water Babies Columbia long playing record. Davis on trumpet. Wayne Shorter, tenor saxophone and composer of the composition Capricorn. Herbie Hancock on piano, Ron Carter bass, and Tony Williams on the drums. Miles Davis. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and... Singing for you, San Francisco Records, 1957, Ain't Nobody Got the Blues Like Me. The piano work by Don Yule, clarinet work by Darnell Howard, and trombone work by Bob Mielke. Barbara Dane, 1957, Ain't Nobody Got the Blues Like Me. In Los Angeles, 1930, Paul Howard's Quality Serenaders were quite something. His alto saxophonist and arranger, Charlie Lawrence, did this one. It's called Harlem. The trumpet work by George Orendorf. The drumming is by Lionel Hampton. The trombone work by Lawrence Brown. For Victor Records, Paul Howard's Quality Serenaders. Beep, beep. From Los Angeles, 1930, for Victor Records, Paul Howard's Quality Serenaders doing Harlem. Lawrence Brown's trombone, George Orendorff on trumpet, and the fine drumming throughout by Lionel Hampton. Let's finish up the program today and hear from Jimmy Rushing.
Never seen a quaint old southern city. Just think of New Orleans. If you never seen that town, boy, it's a pity. There's nothing like New Orleans. It will remind you of an old-fashioned lace. A glass of wine will greet your smiling face. And if you ever see a black-eyed gal like mine, a quaint old southern city. Just think of New Orleans. If you never seen that town, boy, it's a pity. There's nothing like New Orleans. It will remind you of an old-fashioned lace. A glass of wine will greet your smiling face. And if you ever see a black
won't you please come on? Left your little daddy all alone. I have tried in vain, never no more to call your name. When you left, you broke your daddy's arm.
Jimmy Rushing, 1957 for Columbia Records, New Orleans, and Baby, Won't You Please Come Home. Some nice work on the piano in there by Cliff Jackson, trumpet work by Buck Clayton, Vic Dickinson's trombone, all of that. Jimmy Rushing, 1957. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria. NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.